For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling. Sports gambling in Virginia, the Medicaid expansion in Virginia, and a big bill for Hurricane Florence for services that were barely used. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, December 27th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling, filling in for Bob Levicky. Three Virginia lawmakers will be introducing different bills that would legalize sports gambling in the state. The proposals differ in some details, but all seek to capitalize on a U.S. Supreme Court decision earlier this year that opened the door for states other than Nevada to open sports books. The proposals differ on whether mobile gambling would be allowed. All contain at least some restrictions for gambling on collegiate sports. The Conservative Family Foundation will oppose the bills. More than 180,000 Virginians have already been enrolled in Medicaid since Medicaid expansion efforts began earlier this year. As Megan Pauley reports, their health care coverage is set to kick in January 1st.
Kellum Walton is in a Richmond recovery program for men struggling with substance abuse. It's called the Healing Place. Virginia's Medicaid agency recently held a healthcare enrollment event there where Walton and others enrolled in coverage.
I've never in my life had health insurance.
Walton's now sober, but he recently found out that he has hepatitis C, and he thinks he might be having some other health issues. He's been having chest pain.
So I'd really like to go check that out, get a physical, and see what I need to do to get as healthy as possible.
And that's exactly what Walton plans to do in the new year with his new health insurance.
Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
The state of Virginia has paid $31 million to a contractor to set up emergency shelters for a hurricane that ultimately spared much of the Commonwealth. The Daily Press reported this week that the federal government reimbursed the state for much of the bill, but lawmakers are still angry about having to ink the deal as Hurricane Florence churned toward the state in September. The contract required Virginia to pay $650 a person for nearly 6,000 spots in shelters that were barely used, regardless of how many people were ultimately housed. President Trump has signed into law a bill naming a Charlottesville post office for fallen U.S. Army Captain Humayun Khan, whose father criticized the then-candidate in a 2016 Democratic National Convention speech. The Daily Progress reports U.S. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine released a joint statement Friday night saying the president had signed the bill. Khan was 27 when he died in Iraq in 2004. He was the only University of Virginia alumnus killed in Iraq, according to a university plaque. A flood watch will be in effect from early Friday morning until late Friday night across the listening area. Rain falling on already saturated ground is leading to concerns about potential localized flooding across the listening area. For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday.